Americans are noting with some satisfaction that several of today's attackers were captured, and Washington is looking forward to any information the Saudis wring out of them. Al-Qaeda has claimed responsibility for the assault. The attackers bombed their way into the highly fortified U.S. consulate in Jeddah. They killed and wounded several locally hired Saudi workers and visitors, but no American diplomat was injured. U.S. President George Bush said the people who carry out such violence want, in his words, to stop democracy.
They're interested in affecting the will of free countries. They want us to leave Saudi Arabia. They want us to leave Iraq.
Bush linked the attacks to the upcoming elections in Iraq, saying that the creation of a free society there is, again in his words, a major defeat for the terrorists. It's a familiar Bush theme, that Islamists hate Americans for their values rather than for their policies in the Middle East. Not true, says this expert.
They object to what we do.
The fact that American boots are on what Muslims consider the holy soil of Saudi Arabia remains the prime charge of Osama bin Laden. And, in fact, Washington is lowering American visibility there. But some experts say other American policies provoke violence, too. Alan Kieswetter has advised the administration here on foreign policy.
I think the principal reason is our policies on the Arab-Israeli issues. This is extremely important. We're now regarded as being very much in the pocket of Sharon. And the second reason, of course, is Iraq.
And Washington's determination to reshape Iraqi society remains undiminished. The Pentagon is sending over hundreds more troops in anticipation of elections. And despite the ferocity of the uprising there and calls from several quarters in Iraq for delays, President Bush said today the elections will go ahead as scheduled at the end of January.